From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. One of the last bills on Governor Jay Nixon's desk this summer could put a barrier in getting Missourians enrolled in time for the new online health insurance marketplace, which is one of the key parts of the healthcare reform law. On October 1st, which is less than 3 months from now, any American looking to buy health insurance can enroll in their estate's online insurance marketplace. If you meet the income criteria, you might even be eligible for tax credits to help you pay for an insurance premium. The Missouri Foundation for Health estimates about 300,000 Missourians could get financial help to pay for their premiums through the marketplace. And to help this pretty huge group of people get enrolled on the marketplace, the federal government has a program called Navigators. Organizations in Missouri are eligible for about $1.3 million in grant money to hire navigators, who will then have to get 30 hours of training by the federal government and pass an exam and then get certified.
And then Missouri has created a parallel system requiring, again, certification and training and an exam. It seems sort of duplicative.
That's Lisa D'Souza, a health policy fellow at St. Louis University. The system she's talking about is part of a bill that's still awaiting the governor's actions as of Tuesday evening. Now, the federal government is expected to announce the winners of the Navigators funding grant around August 15th. There's a problem, though.
There's a provision in the bill that says navigators can't receive funding until they've gotten licensed.
D'Souza says if this does become a statute, the state of Missouri is only going to have a little bit more than a month to develop a training program and locally licensed navigators before the August federal grant award date. That's also before those who applied for that grant knew whether they would get it or not.
Is Missouri going to be able to offer people the opportunity to become certified at the time the federal money is ready for them? And on the other side, are people going to want to go through that process not knowing if they were selected?
Larry Case is the executive vice president of the Missouri Association of Insurance Agents, one of the organizations that had a hand in getting the navigator's license requirements passed. He sees the additional training for new navigators as necessary.
To make sure that these folks have proper training and are knowledgeable about what they're doing. There are no requirements in state law about who's eligible to be a navigator. If they're going to be discussing issues with the public, they need to have some sort of training and be knowledgeable in their field and know what they're talking about.
D'Souza says she believes the 30-hour training by the federal government should be enough to train the marketplace navigators.
It seems like it just may be, extra work without really any benefit to people in Missouri.
Governor Jay Nixon has until Friday to take action on the bill passed in the latest legislative session. If he doesn't take action, bills become law without his signature. For more information on this bill, go to KBIA.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Harum Helmi.